Santa Coccinilla, I think. Santo Domingo does what a church should do. It makes you crane your neck to take it in. It stares the neighboring houses down into a huddled, single-storied squat. It says, "The sky is mine and mine alone. Lift up your heads, then bow them down again." I think they ought to call it Santa Coccinilla, for it was built upon the riches of the trade in Spanish red, a dye squeezed from the body of the cochineal. I sit and try to guess how many mountain heaps of cactus-eating beetles could have sufficed to make this master of the air. And then I see the women from the villages. They sit on the same wall as me. I stare at the facade. They have their backs to it and gaze at something else which isn't there. I listen for the sounds of Zapotec, but words for them are coins of gold, and on this day there must be nothing even worth a trip to market. I think perhaps they're waiting for the evening mass to start, but when the church bell peals, a breeze begins to blow. The city folk go filing in, and they still sit, wrapped up, unnoticing, unnerving in their silence. And when the service ends, after the fancy ladies are done with all their bubbling talk, and when their men in suits have had their fill of standing to one side, squeezing out loud faces which proclaim, "We do not go around comparing clothes. We don't demean ourselves. We scowl. That's what men of our station are supposed to do." The women are still there. I stare at them, but they don't look at me. They gaze at mountains in their eyes, waiting for something only they know is upon its way. And yet, even as I entertain this picture, which I think too much, too lush, the only mountains in their eyes are ones which I have painted there. And as for waiting, I think perhaps they're in that state I've only vaguely glimpsed of being there or here or who knows where, without a thought of what comes next. But then again, perhaps they're not. They're there. Their eyes are open. That's all there is, which makes them all the more mysterious to my impatient view. The day drips slowly from the sky until I am waist deep in night. They sit, I stand and go. And as I round the corner, chatterish, gabbling, and jabberoo, my busy mind jumps up and scurries after me.